So just for the avoidance of any confusion amongst our support, because I think over the past week, because there are so many different opinions and those opinions are very strongly held on various different points, but can we just be clear on why there are no FC supporters here today and we've refused the allocation?
We refused the allocation because we weren't satisfied about the ticketing arrangements, and that revolves around safety, but also revolves around the way that we were told that an 11:30 kickoff was non-negotiable. We don't believe it was non-negotiable. We believe that there was a lot of movement and a lot of things could have been done to resolve the safety aspects that the police had raised for this game if we'd been involved, if the league had been involved, but they hadn't. So on the grounds that nobody was talking to us and we've got a duty of care to our supporters,
yep,
we refuse to accept an allocation of tickets.
Because nobody, the safety of our supporters could not be guaranteed.
Safety of our supporters couldn't be guaranteed, but also, it's got to be said that kick-off times have to be negotiable and have to be discussed with the visiting team. And to turn around and say they're non-negotiable is unacceptable.
Yeah.
But we will resolve that with the league. I'll give a couple of examples. Brighton last year, Halifax last year. Great Manchester Police, who we have a good, strong relationship with, said to us that we would have to have policing for that game. It was going to cost us money. Brighton, we were looking at £12,000 or £18,000. But because of the provisions we put in place, because of the discussions we had with the police, because the police understand that we know what we're doing as a football club, we were able to come up with a solution which the police were satisfied that the safety arrangements were such that there wouldn't be serious disorder or a threat to public safety. We did that. We didn't pay for one copper for the Brighton game. For the Halifax game, the police intelligence was there was a large number of supporters coming from Halifax who were going to cause problems. They referred to in the vernacular as risk supporters. And the police again talked about wanting to police that game. That could have cost us between £6,000 and £12,000. Working with Bury, working with the police, we put together a security package which the police were satisfied with. And there were police on duty during the day, but they were outside the ground. They weren't called at the ground, so we didn't pay for that. That kind of discussion with the police can take place at every club if the clubs understand that they've got a role to play in that. What happens all too often, and I think what's happened here, and I'm not prejudging any discussions we have, but I think what's happened here is the police have come in and said, because of what happened in February at Chester, we're going to have to police any large fixture you're going to have. And that means this year Chester and FC United. And Chorley have gone, well, we can't afford that. And the police have said, well, go away, come back with some solutions. And Chorley came back with a solution of 11:30 kickoff, and they also came back with with an all-ticket game. And there's different things that can be done. So that's where we are.
But so just to finish off, Andy, was there any more you wanted to say on the subject?
No, I think that's covered it off. Really, I think this is a mess, and we understand that people are upset about what's gone on in the lead up to this game. But we're in this for the long term. It's not just about today. It's about making sure things are sorted for the future. And I know emotions run high because people want to watch the game. We've done the best we can in very difficult circumstances. As regards TV streaming and radio streaming, I'll hold my hands up. It was me who made that call. That we had a number of people who wanted to watch the game. And we responded in the same way as we did for Brighton. And that we've provided a live stream for those who want to watch it. And the radio are here. Now, I know some people have very strong views and think that nobody should be here watching that. That's fine. But there are others who have equally strong views saying that that they want to be kept in touch with what's going on. And I'm in a position where I have to make a judgment call. And this week we've had a discussion among certain board members, not a full board discussion because the board themselves, like everybody, are under pressure at the moment with work commitments, etc. So I've had a discussion with some board members who are responsible for matchday operations, and we decided that a live stream, if possible, was something we wanted to put on. Now, if people don't agree with that, fine. I understand they have the right to disagree, but the judgment was made with the best intentions in mind.